fine, just pause at this moment, and we will just carry on with the program. So let's just ask God to be with us. Father God, we just thank you that you are the God who made us and the God who wants us to be well and healthy. And as we find out more about how we can do that this afternoon, may your presence encourage us. May we learn well, and may we be able to implement it and to discover what it means to live the abundant life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Go to this icon here on the screen, just click on that one and that'll blow it up. Slideshow. Yeah, that's it. This one. Okay. All right, Susan. Yeah. Okay, lovely. Yeah. So high blood pressure is not just a simple matter. It really is quite serious. And every home should have a blood pressure monitor. You know, I had a lady at the farm for our health retreat. And she said, I've had a stroke recently, well, a few years back. And she said, I don't want to know my blood pressure. You know, I'd rather not know, she said. And I said, but you need to know. You need to know. And so it really is very important that it is called the silent killer. Okay? So it's very important that we know. Susan, I need to, it's on, but it's not going forward. So if you could go back, you know, if you could go back for me, yeah, and the one right in the corner, that's the one. Click on that one. Okay, that's the one. So we get good. So I was in Tanzania back in February of this year, and we had people coming to us from the community, and we were looking at their blood pressure. We were looking at some of the health factors that they were struggling with. And I had a lady come to me with her blood pressure over 200. There was another gentleman who came and his blood pressure was up at 250. And I said to him, how did you get here? He said, well, I drove. And I said, you know, if you were in England, you would be blue lighted to the hospital. You know, that's how serious his case was. I said, tell me about your diet. And he says, well, you know, back in the village we used to eat poorly, but now I'm a businessman, I'm having Coke, I've got Fanta, I've got, and he's eating all the stuff that was just pushing his blood pressure through the roof. So in the UK, high blood pressure is the third biggest risk factor for disease after smoking and poor diet, you know. So the third highest risk factor. We need to be very, very careful. Poor diet and smoking, and then comes high blood pressure. Around one in three adults in the UK has high blood pressure. In England, 31% of men, 26% of women have high blood pressure. So one in three persons in this room typically would have high blood pressure. And I hear a lot of people. My battery needs a new battery. Good, we're back. So, I'm always concerned when individuals who have high blood pressure say to me, oh, I've been on high blood pressure medication for 5 years, 10 years, and so on, and they're quite content to be in that position. It's not a very good idea. our doctors are willing to put us on high blood pressure medication, but there are other alternatives. Ways of dealing with high blood pressure. So look at your normal blood pressure, 120 over 80 or less than 80. That's the standard blood pressure reading. Elevated between 120 and 129, then 130 to 139, it's the hypertension stage one. And then high blood pressure, hypertension stage two is 140 or higher. And then the hypertensive crisis is higher than 180. You know, so you really want to be trying to keep your blood pressure at 120 as much as possible. It's suggested that the older you become in years, then it's okay. Your numbers can, it's all right for it to be higher, but that's not true. You really want to be able to try and keep your blood pressure at 120 over 80. All right? So blood pressure in these ranges greatly increase the risk of heart attack and stroke. You know, so that's why you need to keep that blood pressure low, and we're going to talk about how you can do that. So always work closely with your healthcare team when addressing and treating high blood pressure. Scores of studies show that a diet high in plant nutrition helps lower blood pressure, reduce stress, and shed extra pounds. So we were talking this morning, and you know, we're looking at various factors for health, and again, it comes back down to that word, plant-based. None of you are smiling. It comes back down to a plant-based diet that's going to help you deal with the issues, okay? DASH, to lower blood pressure, stands for Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension. So a lot of problems are occurring at the dining table, yeah? And so we really need to think about when we come to that dining table, what is it that's in front of me? What are the things that I need to eliminate? How can I do my diet differently? Findings. Limiting animal fat and increasing fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and nuts significantly reduces blood pressure in 2 weeks. Okay, so this is very important. Limiting animal fats, increasing fruits, vegetables, whole grains. So we're cutting out processed foods. Okay, cutting out the salts. And what happens in processed foods is there's a lot of hidden sugars, hidden salts. Okay, so we remove those things from the diet. And you know, when you're making your own food, not pouring it out of a tin or opening a packet, you're in control of the ingredients that go in. Is that true?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you're doing that, then you can control your health so much better. A plant-based diet that included sodium reduction produced the best results. So there we go. So taking out the salt, reducing the amount of salt that you're taking in will help. Most dietary sodium is from processed foods. Look at that. Okay, so all of those foods, the foods on the right, the crisps, the things that we love, the processed foods, these are where you're going to get your sodium content from. Restricting red meats, refined foods, sweets and sugary drinks reduce blood pressure and cholesterol. So these are the things that are reducing your blood pressure. People will say, well, sweet sugary drinks have got nothing to do with it, but this is all part of the refined and processed. You know, so we're saying, need to tell you that there was no Fanta in the garden, okay? There was no Ribena in the garden, just water. My mother does not like to drink water, and I'm always saying, Ma, there was no Ribena in the garden, you know? So if you're gonna focus on a healthy lifestyle, then you really, as best as possible, and even the fruit juices that's in the refrigerated section at the supermarket, they are not what they're made out to be. If you want a good fruit juice, make your own. Okay, you get a blender, you blend it up, and or you get a juicer, and you juice your own. But the juice in the supermarket is coming from the tree, and they put it in these gigantic vats, and they suck out all the oxygen from it because it's not going to get to the supermarket within a week. So they then use essence, the same from Calvin Klein or Dior or whoever. They get those people to re-essence those juices and dish it up for you as freshly squeezed. Okay? I didn't come here to upset you today. But that's the truth. It's, you know, so we need to steer clear of these things and make sure you make your own or avoid them altogether. 77% of those who combine daily exercise with plant-based diet reduce high blood pressure to normal levels in 6 months. I would suggest you can do it quicker than that. Okay? It can be done quicker just by looking at the diet, removing the processed, removing the sodium, and getting out there and walking and so on. But let me explain something to you. You know, what happens is that when you have high blood pressure, it's because the arteries have become narrower, and so that heart is then having to pump harder to get the blood to the various organs, because the organs are saying, we need blood, we need oxygenated blood. And so the heart is trying to get it to those regions. Now, if you reduce the blood pressure artificially, then the kidneys aren't getting as much blood as they should, it's not going down to the legs and so on, and eventually, and it's not going up to the brain where it should, so you're gonna have a stroke, you're gonna get kidney failure, all of these things happening. So what you need to be doing is to make sure that you can reduce that pressure naturally through exercise and lifestyle rather than artificial means. Adventist Health Study, a vegan or vegetarian diet is linked to the lowest blood pressure, healthier weight, less chronic disease, and longer lifestyle. Amen. The ABCs for lower blood pressure: add plant nutrition, beware of processed foods, choose daily exercise. Okay, so let me just go back. Add plant nutrition, beware of processed foods, choose daily exercise. So to increase potassium and dietary fiber, eat at least 3 servings of plant foods at every meal, fresh fruit, vegetables, beans, whole grains. I still don't know why people choose to eat white bread, you know, white rice. So here's the thing, if we go out to buy rice, what are we doing? It's the white rice, it's the refined rice. If we go to buy bread, we're buying the white bread. If we buy cakes, so when you think about your diet, all the things that we normally gravitate to, they are refined grains. So we go to, don't put your hand up if you go to Greggs, okay? But if you go to Greggs, they are not serving you whole grain foods. This is all just refined. You know, so if you're buying cakes, refined. If you're buying a pudding or whatever, it's all refined. That's why you need to do it yourself. Make your own. You source the flour. You know, it's whole grain. You source whatever. You know, on the farm, we do not do sugar. So sugar is acid forming in the body. It makes the body acidic. So if you want to make, let's say, you're going to make a cake, use honey instead. You know, YouTube is a wonderful university. If there's anything you want to do, just go to YouTube and there will be some idiot who's done it for you. All right, you know, so you can do whatever you want to do. Just go to YouTube. You want to make a vegan cake, a sugarless cake, there will be people there on YouTube who have already done it. You know, so the things that we love, you can say, I want to make a sugarless cake. You'll go to YouTube and somebody will have it there for you. That we have no excuse in this in this age of information. You know, my wife and I, we were staying in Romania. We went to a health conference in Romania, and right there in Bucharest, the hotel was right next to this place where they made raw food cakes. Absolutely gorgeous. So all these cakes were just natural, you know? And so whatever you want, you will be able to find it. You just go to, how can I do this thing the healthy way? The foods you love, how can I make this the healthy way? That's the question that you need to ask yourself. Beware of processed fast foods. So instead of burgers, fries, and sweet drinks, try a veggie subs, sandwich, wrap, or bean burrito, a fresh apple, and cool, refreshing water. So, and you wouldn't be drinking the water with your meal. Always water, say half an hour before or an hour after your meal. But just think about how you can change what it is you're doing. And you notice that there is a consistency. This morning when we were talking about cancer, we're talking about plant-based foods because God knew what he was doing. You know, when God created man, the food that he gave to man was not the things that were fried, the things that were processed, but God gave us whole grain food, natural fruits, vegetables, all of those things are meant for us. All right, so choose exercise on a daily basis. Just a 10-minute brisk walk after each meal will rack up 30 minutes of exercise, help to lower blood pressure and drop extra pounds. So what happens is that every meal that you eat turns to glucose in the body, all right? So every meal, that which is sugar. So a 10-minute walk will help to burn up that glucose, okay? And help to keep you healthy. But what we do, we eat our meal and we flop down in front of the TV. I know you folks don't do that. I'm just telling you about what they do in some other places. They flop down in front of the TV and you're just laying the foundation for disease. So, from break-in to breakthrough, stop the unwelcome intrusion into your good health, okay? So, I've just shared with you some tips that we can use in order to reduce high blood pressure. It is a great killer here in the UK, and what happens is that it is laying the foundation for all kinds of other diseases that come. All right, so what's your choices? Add plant nutrition, beware of processed foods, choose daily exercise. Those three things are very, very important. Okay, I'm gonna take some questions and now I'm gonna move on to the presentation on diabetes.
Got two questions.
Yes.
First one is, what's your thinking behind not drinking anything half an hour either side of the meal?
Okay, sure, good question. So what happens is that when we have a meal, the body produces hydrochloric acid, which burns up those. So you're taking in every meal, especially if you're a meat eater, you'll be taking in a lot of pathogens that meal. The body, you know, God has made us in such a way that that hydrochloric acid destroys all the pathogens, all those potentially disease-causing agents. When you drink with your meal, you dilute that acid, meaning that the food stays in the stomach longer. Those pathogens are then get across the gut wall into the bloodstream. So if you don't eat with your, if you don't drink with your meals, then the hydrochloric acid is able to do its work. Okay, so if we drink an hour afterwards, that's better. Half an hour before, far more desirable.
Thank you. Another one was about, I mean, I think most people know why bread's bad, so on. But what about
other? Oh, thank you. Right. So what about other? I don't know whether you're neutral on this or whether it's bad. Good or bad? Sourdough.
Okay. All right. Good question.
And pita bread. Yes. There's pita bread wraps and so on. As well.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Good question. So. Ideally, move away from wheat bread. If you can move away from wheat, then that's far more desirable. And then you've got other grains, you've got rye, you've got barley, and so on, because the wheat has been hybridized. And so the gluten becomes very difficult to digest. So other grain breads are fine. When we're here in the UK, we buy sourdough. You know, I find it very, very difficult to find sourdough in Spain, but here you're blessed. You know, so there's so much sourdough that's available out there. You know, and yeah. So I'd recommend that. All right, okay. Yes. Any more questions before we move on? Yes. Okay. So, you know, it's very important that the blood pressure is where God intended it to be. My dad was one who would suffer with low blood pressure. Sometimes he'd go into the hospital, and so what if your blood pressure is too low, then you start fainting, and so on, you can't function. So you really want to be in a place where your blood pressure is normalized. You know, so low blood pressure is not good. Young people, you know, if you look, we're saying that your normal blood pressure is around 120 over 80. Young people, athletes, their blood pressure is like 111, 110. You know, because they're so fit, you know, and they're healthy. But if you are older and the blood pressure starts to drop, then that's a point of concern for sure. All right. So not drinking enough, they're dehydrated. My mother just had the same condition probably a month ago, you know, and what was the cause? Not drinking enough, you know. So if you're not hydrated, then that pressure is going to go down, especially if you're elderly. Yeah, very important. Okay, thank you. So Susan, I'm going to go to the next one. Which is, I'm just going to talk very quickly about diabetes. Lovely. And then that one in the corner, Suzanne, the come down. No, not that one. Come across to the left, to the left. That's the one, yep. Excellent. Okay. So, diabetes mellitus is a group of diseases characterized by high blood sugar levels caused by no insulin production, insufficient insulin production, resistance to the effect of insulin. So what happens is that when you have a meal, the body, the pancreas produces insulin to aid in the digestion of that meal. And if there is no insulin production, then your blood pressure, your blood sugar levels will rise, insufficient insulin production. So type 1 diabetes, that's where in childhood you develop the type 1 diabetes. Now, very interestingly, studies have shown that milk, cow's milk, is one of the causes for type 1 diabetes. You know, so if you have a family member who, for whatever reason, cannot breastfeed their child and they're looking for some kind of formula, avoid cow's milk formula, because there are certain enzymes that are not the child might not be able to digest, and that creates type 1 diabetes in the child. So many studies have shown that. Okay, so type 1 diabetes in children. There are some people who I've seen type 1 diabetes onset in adult years. The one person that I know that had type 1 diabetes in as an adult was just eating all kind of rubbish, you know, abusing his health, and as a consequence developed type 1 diabetes. Insulin dependent, and then type 2 is non-insulin dependent. Now, my mother is a diabetic, and they'll give her metformin. She takes metformin to deal with her diabetes. You can become insulin dependent. So just look at these statistics. There is an estimated to be over 4.8 million people living with diabetes in the UK at present. This represents 6% of the UK population, or one in every 16 people having diabetes. You know, so it's an ever-present reality, and that's because of the foods that we're choosing to eat. The lifestyle comes back to lifestyle again. Major modifiable risk factors: being overweight is one of the risks. Midsection fat, sedentary. You're pursuing a lifestyle where you're not active, you're not doing a great deal, and so that is one of the factors. Unhealthy diet, high blood pressure, high triglycerides, that's fat in the blood, abnormal cholesterol, and smokers. So all of those factors, if you are in any of those categories, then you are obviously at greater risk. So linked to greater risk for, and I want you to notice these. So if you are diabetic, then you are at greater risk for heart disease, you're at greater risk for stroke, greater risk for kidney failure, blindness, amputation, okay, and dementia. So all of those things, just from being diabetic, just because of the diet that you chose to pursue. So kidney failure, that's very serious, but it's the same also for high blood pressure. Okay, high blood pressure will have an impact on your kidneys. High blood pressure has, in fact, an impact on stroke, diabetes, blindness, amputation, dementia. I had a cousin in Jamaica. He was very, very thin. He wasn't overweight or anything like that, but they cut off his leg because he had diabetes, and eventually he died in his 30s. You know, so you have to go back. And at the time, I didn't know what I know now, you know. So I was just confounded as to what happened to him, but we can see that it's lifestyle. And if you're pursuing a lifestyle where you are eating a lot of refined foods, high carb, then you are heading for trouble. So two of the most powerful steps that you can take towards preventing and treating diabetes are daily exercise. So after you have eaten, get moving, just walk for 15, 20 minutes, you know, in the morning, go for a good walk. It, you know, we are driven by the clock, Lilo. You know, we're driven by the clock. We get up in the morning, I've got to run to the car to get to work on time, and so on. And that's our lives, you know. And so we don't get to do the self-care that we need to. You know, Rona and I live on the farm, and just busy all day doing different things. But it's so important that you can take some time out just to go for a walk for half an hour, because that is so important to your health and your well-being. This is the dietary face of diabetes. Does anybody recognize that face? Okay, you know, I have there's a family member of mine not very well, and chicken and chips daily, chicken, chips, burger. It has an impact on your mental health. If that's the kind of food that you're putting in, then it affects the gut microbiome. The gut microbiome affects your mood, it affects your brain, and so on. And it's a vicious cycle. It's a vicious cycle. So if you can change the diet, get moving, God, that's what God intended for us, to be active. So here's the dietary face of diabetes: saturated animal fat, cheese, burgers, chicken, whatever, fried foods, sweet and refined grains, sugary drinks. Okay, all of these things coming together are going to bring on the onset of diabetes. Some people will say to me, you know, Pastor, I'm a vegetarian, and I've never seen so many chicken-eating vegetarians in my life. You know, so if you're a vegetarian, you're a vegetarian. You don't eat fish, you don't eat chicken. You know, some people think that they will say, well, I am a pescatarian, I only eat fish. Fish is not a good option. If you can tell me that, show me where there are any unpolluted waters on the planet, then we can say, okay, eat fish. But there are no unpolluted waters on the planet, you know, and so fish is not a safe food to eat. Here we have, you know, I find no matter what culture, we all have our fry-ups, don't we? Everybody loves fried foods, whether it's the West Indians with the fried dumplings and the pandan, or it's the chips in the UK with the fish. Fried foods, you know, we just love that crispy taste, right? You know, but that crispy taste is killing us. I talked about this morning, the Great British Fry-Up, all right? Sausages, eggs, beans, and then they used to fry the, even the bread was fried, Lord have mercy. You know, and we were killing ourselves, right? You know, we were killing ourselves. So we need to move away from that. And then the pizza, you know, you should not be smiling right now. Everybody should be sad. these are the things that we love. These are the foods we love. And, you know, I must say to you that when I was transitioning, one of the most difficult things for me to do was to give up cheese. I've given up cheese, and I come to the church potluck, and there's that macaroni cheese with my name written on it, and I've got to have it, you know. So these were some of the challenges. These are some of the challenges. But here's the face of prevention and recovery. You know, just staying with the things that God has given to us plant-based foods, beans, whole grains, nuts and seeds. Do you see that there's a consistency to what I've been saying from this morning till now? All right, you don't want to talk to me. You don't want to admit it. there is that consistency, that there is a seamless thread running through, that this is the kind of diet, this is the kind of lifestyle that you need to pursue for your health. All right, just look at all these goodies there, the apples, the grains, the berries, the bananas. This is the kind of foods that we ought to be eating, the nuts, high fiber vegetables. Look at these veggies, you know, it's just wonderful. This is the sort of thing that you're supposed to be eating. And the more raw that you can have, the more raw foods you can have, the tomatoes, the onions, and so on, have a portion of that as raw, because that's where you're getting your minerals, you're getting your digestive enzymes, you're getting all the benefits of the food when it's raw. Okay, then colorful berries, greens, just look at this array. Did God know what he was doing?
Amen.
You know, yes he did. Yes he did, because it's amazing when we think, you know, we say order does not come out of chaos. Order does not come out of chaos. So big bang, earth cooled down, just happened to cool down to the right temperature, happened to produce all this food, all this water. Load of nonsense. We have an intelligent God who created all of this so that we can enjoy. And he said, this is what I'm giving you for food. And then your omega 3 walnuts, flats. So here's the thing. In terms of your omega 3s, we've grown up believing that it's the cod liver oil. Put your hand up if you got cod liver oil as a kid. There you go. We all got the cod liver oil, but you can get your omega 3 fats through your flax seeds. Okay, so flax seeds, what you do is, and grape tree is a wonderful place to get all of these things at a good price. So omega 3 fatty acids, make sure you ground your flaxseed, sprinkle it on your cereal, okay, put it in your porridge. Sesame seeds, another source for your omega 3 fats. Chia seeds, another source. How many of you know of the chia seeds? Okay, wonderful. You know, so chia seed is very good. So you can make a chia seed pudding. You soak it overnight with some almond milk or soya milk, and you have you sweeten it with honey or fruits. You know, and you have a wonderful dessert if you like, or even for breakfast we have it cold, and you are nutrifying the body with all of these things. You know, so. There's so much that you can do that are healthier choices. And then, of course, let me just go back here a minute. Try and make sure that you have a range of nuts, cashew nuts, walnuts. These are good for the brain. You know, let me also say while I'm on this, pumpkin seeds, brain food. Okay, pumpkin seeds. The tryptophan in the pumpkin seeds turns to serotonin in the body for the brain. If you've got somebody with anxiety, then serotonin, they instead of giving them serotonin uptake inhibitors, use the food, use nutrition. Dr. Neil Nidley says in the cases of schizophrenia, anxiety, all these things, always lifestyle first. Always lifestyle first. I was reading in the newspaper last week, one young husband was given serotonin reuptake inhibitors, and he did not realize, but they'd said on the bottle it said may induce suicidal tendencies. Brother shot himself in the night. Okay. So you can get these things. Tofu, a good source of tryptophan. Black eyed peas, good source of tryptophan. All of these foods, when you eat them, will produce serotonin for the brain. Good brain food. Okay. Monosaturated nuts, avocado, olive oil. We are blessed in Spain. We live on a farm where we produce our own olives. Our avocado tree didn't do so well this year, but all of these goodies you have, and we should be making those choices. So as I close out, eat food, not too much, mostly plants. Key for a hope for the diabetic, high fiber, plant-based diet. Same thing that we're saying for those with blood pressure challenges, daily exercise, water instead of calorie-rich drinks, adequate sleep, stress management. So let me just say a word on sleep. Sleep affects every aspect of your life. So you can be eating all the right foods, drinking all the waters, doing the exercise, but if you're going to bed 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. in the morning and you're getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning, you will get sick. Because sleep is integral to your health and well-being. How many of us remember Maggie Thatcher saying she could get by on 4 hours sleep a night? And they talked about finding the Thatcher gene. There was no Thatcher gene. You know, Maggie Thatcher she had terrible dementia before she died. Also Ronald Reagan, over on the other side of the pond, Ronald Reagan was getting by on 4 hours sleep a night. Terrible dementia. You know, so it's so important that you make sure that you're going to bed at a reasonable time, you're getting up at a reasonable time, because God made you to get rest, okay? And if that sleep is out of whack, your diabetes is going to be out of whack, your high blood pressure is going to be out of whack, you know, because sleep is so integral. The body heals and repairs itself while you're sleeping. Did God know what he was doing? Think he did. Okay. So, if you have diabetes, always work with your healthcare provider when implementing diet and exercise programs. They will be able to help you adjust medication and exercise safely. I'm going to share something with you. I had a lady come on to a detox program that I was doing. She was seriously diabetic, and she wasn't too sure whether she was going to come on the program. But a friend encouraged her to come, and she said, okay, I'm going to work with my consultant at the hospital. And so the consultants were managing her or monitoring her progress. At the end of 10 days, we did a 10-day detox program. At the end of 10 days, her numbers had come right down, and the doctor said, well, whatever you're doing, just keep on doing it. You know, just keep on doing it. 10 days. I had one man who had been a diabetic for 20 years, he said, came on the program, he said, I'm free of diabetes. 10 days. You know, and so, beloved, you know, you can make a change, you can control this thing by God's grace, but we just need to make sure that we're willing to make those changes. Okay, so more keys for success: connect with others, trust in God, and stay focused. You really have to stay focused, keep it together, don't give up. Christmas is coming when you're all going to be at tables well late. Is that true? That's true, you know. So, but we're going to have to tell ourselves that I'm going to, I'm not going to abuse myself this Christmas. You know, I became a vegetarian when I was 15 years old. And my parents felt sorry for me. And so at Christmas, they would say, Sam, you cannot eat this vegetarian food. You need to have some chicken, you know. And so I would, 16, 17, I had chicken at Christmas. And at 18, I said to them, look, this is nonsense. I'm a vegetarian. I'm a vegetarian. I want you to cook up some nuttolene for me or whatever it was. That's what I'm having this Christmas. And just being consistent like that. You know, there are some things that we just have to deny ourselves, right? You know, I will not do this. Daniel said that I will not defile myself. And we've just got to tell ourselves that I know what's right for me, I know what's good for me, and by God's grace, this is what I'm going to do. All right? Okay, we're finished. Any questions here on the diabetes? Yes, sir. Wow.
And higher than ideal blood pressure, not serious, but higher than ideal.
Okay.
Reading on YouTube, tell me that the big problem with type 2 at least is your pancreas is usually surrounded by fat.
Okay.
Which prevents the insulin from getting out. Have you got an answer to that?
Because it's been...
not giving me an answer to that.
Right. It's been a long time, but we can have a look at some... lifestyle choices, being on the program. I'll be happy to have you on a program, and we'll have a look how it goes. Yeah.
Okay.
Good. All right. Yes, Geraldine.
I've recently had an operation, and when I had my blood pressure taken, it was registered within the norm, what they classify as a normal range.
Yeah.
Now that normal range was something like 134/83. But with the charts that have gone up, that would suggest that it's actually elevated, but they said it was actually normal range.
Yes, and that's what the medical fraternity will tell you, but you can do better. You can do better, you know, for your age. I don't know what your age is, but you can... well, okay, so you can... well, that's a good way of putting it. So you can bring those numbers down, Geraldine. You can bring those numbers down through lifestyle. You know, if your doctor's saying you can be happy with those numbers, then that's fine. If you want to be happy with it, but what I'm saying is that through making some choices, you can get those numbers down for sure.
Weight loss, I was telling you earlier.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Good.
Can I ask a question?
Yes. Because yes.
I know that some doctors usually tell their patients, diabetic patients, not to eat fruit. Do you agree with that?
So, I think, you know, God has given us all of these things for our health and our well-being. Fruits is one of those things that God has given to us. You don't want to go over the top. So, for example, mangoes is very, very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Dates, mm-hmm. Very sweet. You know, so have some fruit, but be careful. The high sugar fruits, dates, mangoes, and so on, you'd want to avoid, and have some low sugar fruits, but I wouldn't say you'd have to avoid them. But there are, you know, the sugars that it's obviously sugar, sweet things that you ought to be avoiding. Rice is highly glycemic. So, for example, one of the things, if you're diabetic, you should do is to just go on Google and look at the glycemic index, foods for the glycemic index. You know, and that will tell you what the foods that you ought to be careful of. You know, but really, you don't want to be living with the enemy for the rest of your life. Okay, so ideally, you want to try to come off the diabetic as much as possible. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Yes. So, first of all. Having more as much as possible, that kind of thing, sounds good to me. But
that's right.
So some people like to boil them to within an inch of their lives, to be honest.
Of their death.
So that's, what would you say? Is it kind of better to kind of like to maybe, there's an idea of like maybe put it in a microwave for like literally a minute or two, like with a little bit of water, something like that? Is there a good way of, you know, or a maximum amount of fat.
Right, sure. Yeah, look, yeah. If you're doing vegetables, steaming your vegetables is the best way. But it's far better to have as much raw as you possibly can. Okay, raw foods are by far the best. And this morning I did show a kind of a plate, typical plate. So as you sit down to your meal, have a good plate of salad first, and then you can go on to the cook. So cooked vegetables have their place. They should be, you can steam your vegetables and so on. as you say, people do cook their vegetables. You know, there's a place in Spain called Mierda de Pasta, and when you go there, their vegetables have been cooked to death. You know, you can see just this completely cooked out. You know, the more raw you have your vegetables, the better. You know, so the Chinese, they do a stir fry where when you eat those vegetables, they're still crunchy. Yeah. You know, they're still crunchy because there's a lot of vitality in that. So if you're going to cook them, don't cook them out.
Yeah. And one more thing. I think I was wrong, but like in the list of kind of bad foods can't have, like just before the kind of fried breakfast, which I love. But like before that, I was disappointed because I saw. Did I see olives in there in the bad?
Okay. No. Olives are good.
Right.
Olives are good.
Yeah.
Olives are good, but again, you need to be, how was it processed? You need to find out if it was done in vinegar. Is it, you know, so find out how your olives have been processed, but olives are good food.
What about pickled olives? You tend to have a lot of pickled.
Yeah, so try to move away from pickled, you know, pickled foods. They're saying that some pickled foods is good for the gut in terms of the bacteria, but if you try to avoid foods with vinegar. Yeah. Okay. All right. Any other questions, please? No, that's been wonderful. Thank you very much. As we go into this season of goodwill, remember that it's been bad will for your stomach if you don't listen to what we're saying here today. Make some healthy choices. God says, John and 3 John verse 1, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. That's certainly God's desire for every one of us. And it's all about the choices that we make. The doctors are saying that we can make lifestyle choices and we can make the necessary changes which is going to enhance the quality of our health. Okay? So when we finish here, we're going to go next door and we have some ladies there that are going to be doing some healthy vegan demonstration, you know, so showing you some dips that you can do. There are some foods that you can do, and then you'll have the opportunity to taste also. Susan, I'm wondering if you could find the video that was shown of the Unachenta farm this morning. Is it on there? Yeah, so just want to close out by showing you again. Somebody had asked, and we can show you the farm, we can show you what we do there. Okay, that's the one. Thank you. No? That's not going to work, Susan? It's a video. You've got the icon there. Okay, no worries. Yeah, no problem. So I'm just going to close out by telling you what we do at the farm. We run health sessions where we're working with individuals who have high blood pressure, in anything where your health has been compromised, and through lifestyle change, through exercise, and so on, we try to, and using hydrotherapy, we seek to help individuals to regain their health, and we will set them on a path towards health recovery. So after 10 days with us, when they leave, they have the tools that they can take with them that will enhance their quality of health. So that's what we're doing there. And if you are interested, then I can share information with you. Let's just bow our heads as we pray. Father in heaven, we just want to thank you for the time that we've spent together today. We thank you that you are a God of health. You are a God who is interested in our well-being. And Father, if the truth be told, every one of us, we've gone astray. We've been driven by our taste, driven by our likes, driven by our passions. And so we just pray, God, that you'll help us as we go into this Christmas season, that we will apply the necessary restraint so that we can focus on our health and our well-being. Thank you for all that you do for us, and I just pray that you'll continue to be with us and bless us, bless everyone. I want to thank you for Pastor Bernie and the opportunity given to share with the saints today. Hear us and bless us, Father, in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, my friend here wanted to ask you a question about stress management.
Yes, I'll talk to her.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Thank you, everyone, for joining us in this part of the program. We've got a little break now before the cooking demonstration, which is going to start at 4 o'clock in that room. So, during that break, you're welcome to have some hot drinks and so on, if we can serve those for people. Or cold drinks or whatever you'd like. And also, if you want to talk to Sam about any questions you have, actually, I've got a question. Yesterday, somebody was asking me, what's the definition of plant-based? And I looked it up in Wikipedia, and it's food, according to what the Wikipedia definition was, that's opposed to meat-based. Meat-based is where it's mostly meat. Plant-based is where it's mostly plant. But tell us more, because it seems that some people think it's vegetarian, some people think it's vegan. What's your definition?
Okay, thank you, Bernie. You know, one of the things that we've done on the farm is that we insist on saying we are plant-based. Now, when you say you're vegan and vegetarian, it allows other things to come in. But with plant-based, we seek to promote a healthy lifestyle through foods that promote health, okay? So plant-based, for example, you could say I'm vegan or I'm vegetarian, and we're eating chips, which are vegetarian, you're eating crisps, which are vegetarian, you know, but when we say plant-based, we're talking about whole foods, foods that promote health rather than detract from health. So if you're really plant-based, then you would not be seeking to eat foods that are compromising your health. So that's really the way we look. Processed foods, absolutely. Thank you.